Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
I just looked on my credit card statement, and I have a charge from you all, and I don't even know what this is for. Hello?
All right. Well, let me check that. Can I have your zip code?
37914.
37914. All right, thank you for that. And your name?
Nisha Allen.
37914?
Yes.
Okay, when was the charge made?
Hold on. Oh my goodness, the screen just froze. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-huh.
It was made on 3/20/2022. And I don't know how that was made because I was in church yesterday in Athens, so I don't know what's going on, but I got the whole thingamajig on my statement.
Because I don't see your name here, ma'am, under this zip code. Do you think you have another zipping zip code?
No, 37914.
All right, can we try with the last 4 digits of the card you got charged?
4836.
Okay. Can you give me your name again?
Nisha Allen.
Well, ma'am, it's going to be very hard to locate an account if you don't remember the date of the charge.
I just told you the date. It says 3/20/2022, which was yesterday. Today is the 21st, so I know I didn't do it.
So the only charge for something under that zip code or those 4 last digits was for Barbara Richardson.
Who?
Are you Barbara Richardson?
Or do I you am know not Barbara? Barbara Richardson. I do not.
Well, then we don't have your account here, man. Yeah, I can't.
Baby, I don't know. Listen, you took this money out of my account because I'm looking at the statements. It says True Vivid 855-457-5432. Description, location, Maryland, date 3/20/2022. Date posted 3/20/2022. Confirmation number 2306029961. You better give me my money back. Talking about I don't know who you're talking about. You better give me my money back because you took it off my card. For $56.95.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't have your information here. I'll suggest to call your bank so they can give you something else.
This is from the bank.
I don't have your information here, ma'am.
But you don't got my information. Wait, hold on. You don't got my information, but you took my $56.95 and you don't got my information. Now, I just gave you all the information that's on my bank statement. Now, somebody lying and it ain't me.
Well, it ain't me either, ma'am. I'm sorry I can't help you.
Well, baby, you give me a manager because you ain't helping me. So give me a manager.
I can't. Well, ma'am, I'm not playing either, and I can't just transfer a call if I don't even have an account here. I already searched for everything.
The supervisor then, and they can find it, because I just gave you it. I gave you my card number. I just gave you my card number. I gave you my bank statement, and you telling me you can't find nothing. And I gave you my zip code, 37914. So just go ahead and give me a supervisor, sweetheart, because I realize you at the end of your rope, but maybe you can't help me. So you give me to somebody who can help me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't do that if I don't have an account here with me.
Okay, well, can you get me to a manager?
I can't do that if I don't have an account here with me.
Can you get me to somebody that's over you that can find something? Because I just gave you everything on my end. I'm looking at my purse and my bank statement, and you're talking about you don't have my, but you took my money.
Can you let me explain something?
Mm-mm, because what you explaining ain't helping me, because you just took my money. Do you understand? You took my money, and now you telling me you can't help me. So you can't help me if you just stole my money.
Can you let me explain something to you? Sometimes, maybe this is the right company, but you're just calling the department that's not the one you need to call. You're calling a different department under this same company. So what I suggest to you to do is call your bank and ask them for another customer service number for this charge, and they will give you another one. So just call the other one, because I don't have your information here, ma'am.
Okay, can you give me a supervisor?
I can't give you a supervisor if I don't have an account. This is like you're not even a customer under this.
You doggone skip it. That's the one right thing you done said. I am not a customer, but you done took my money off my card. And now you telling me you can't give me my money back that you stole off my card that you supposedly all of a sudden you don't have the information for. But you had the information to get the money off my card. Now that's funny. You ain't got no kind of information now, but you had the information to get the money off my card. And I'm sitting here looking at it on my bank statement.
We're not the ones taking out that money, ma'am.
Well, then why'd you pick up the phone? Because your number is on the bank statement.
I already told you what might have happened, and I'm suggesting you what to do.
Your suggestion is dog water to me because you took my money off my card. People ain't out here working for free so y'all can steal people money. And then for you to say, oh, I don't know what happened. Somebody know what happened because y'all took it off my card. And I'm looking at my bank statement in red letters, -$56.95.
I already told you everything that you could do, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry I can't help you.
Yeah, because you didn't tell me nothing. You blowing hot air because you didn't tell me nothing, because that's not fixing the problem of how y'all even got $56.95 off my card in the first place.
I suggest you to call your bank and explain what's going on to them so they can help you. I can't help you.
Second, real slow right now.
I can't help you, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, can you get me to somebody who can help me? It's customer service. Y'all got somebody else who can help me.
I don't have an account under your name. I cannot just transfer you to a supervisor.
Can you get me to somebody else? Can you get me to somebody else? Yeah, I know it's somebody else you can get me and put me in contact with.
No, ma'am. I'll call your bank. They will help you.
The bank did help me. They gave me the statement with your company taking my money off of it.
Explain what's going on to them, and they will help you.
Why is the bank helping me? The bank didn't take the money. Your company took the money. So you explain to me how I'm supposed to call my bank back with the statement they gave me, with your information on it, and tell them to tell, well, Akbar, whatever your name is, telling me that he can't help me, and I got to call y'all back, and they're going to send me the same down the same rabbit hole telling me to call you back to get my money that you mysteriously don't even know how I got off my card into your company.
Look, ma'am, you can talk. We can talk all night. But
no,
we're
not talking all night. We're not talking all night. You can just transfer me to somebody. But you know what? You're going to reap what you sow. How about that? How about we do that? Because I'm going to make sure I pray to my God tonight, and I'm going to make sure he gets you for what you're doing. So you can be funny and act like you don't know what I'm talking about. That's all right. Keep on living. Somebody going to steal your coins. They're going to steal all your coins because you know what you're doing, and you can put me through to somebody. So on that note, since you don't want to help me, I'm going to pray that when God gets you back from me, because I ain't going to do nothing to you. I ain't even like that. But all I can do is pray to God that he gets you back in your whole company and everybody else who in the line with y'all doing what y'all got to do. And if you don't thank God real, he's going to make a believer out of you because you reap what you sow. So you have a wonderful night. God bless you. I appreciate you for the you didn't help me, so I don't even know what I'm appreciating you for. But be sure that I'm going to make sure I pray tonight that he gets you back for me, okay? God bless you. Sweet dreams. Good night.
Your God must be very loving.
Oh, he is loving, but he don't play. He don't play about his children.
I'm not playing either, ma'am. I'm just doing my...
I live right on purpose, and you sitting up here lying to me. You going to steal my money and lie to me and then tell me I'm not supposed to pray to God to get you back? You reap what you sow. That's the principle. So since I don't cuss, I ain't going to call you out your name. I ain't going to call my goons to come get you. I'm going to just pray to God, who is a loving God. He's a forgiving God, and I hope you know him. Because when he gets you for me, maybe this will come back to your remembrance because you're stealing my money for no reason. And I've explained to you what happened. I'm sitting here reading what's on my bank statement, and you're still going to try to steal my money. So you're right. I hope you know the God that I serve because I serve the one true God, the creator of all things. So I hope you know him. I hope you come to me and whoever else know him because I asked you nicely. Send me to somebody who can help me. You want to help me. So since you don't want to help me, I'm going to go to the God that I serve who can help me.
Ma'am, I'm just a worker following protocol.
And I'm just a single mother trying to raise children, and I work hard for my money that y'all just stole. So everybody got a story.
I am just working.
I work hard for my coins. A single mom with two children in the middle of a pandemic, and you just stole my money and had the nerve to tell me you don't know how you got my money out of my coin. And I just read to you what was on my bank statement. So I don't want to hear your story. I'm sure it's a lovely story, or maybe it's not a lovely story. Maybe you're just a con artist. I don't know. It ain't up to me to figure out what you are. Ain't you God or you Jewish? But all I know is this. When I go get on my knees, because I get on my knees, and he hears me. But when I go get on my knees and I make sure I put you before the Lord, whatever happens, I want you to remember this night because I asked you nicely. Put me through to somebody who can help me since you can help me. So since nobody in your company can help me, we're going to ask God to help me. He always helped me. He always come through. So you have a wonderful night, and God bless you.
Okay, ma'am, but that's different. If God's going to help you, that's a different
You just said you couldn't help me, but you just said you couldn't help me. So I'm going to go to the one who can help me. So, again,
to somebody else, is that how...
That's not bringing you harm.
He's going to help you.
That ain't bringing you harm. I just said reap what you sow. You sitting up here sowing seeds that you don't know what happened to my money. But when somebody come take your money, and see, you got to remember, when you sow a seed, that little one little seed you put in the ground, it yields a harvest. So when they come take your money, remember this night. I ain't asking God to harm you, but whatever he decides to do with you, because you're sitting up here lying, it's out of my hands. I ain't asking him to harm you.
All I'm saying is
you're going to reap what you sow. Your company, your boss, or whoever else listening to, y'all sit up here stealing people money, that's working hard for their money. I'm trying to put food in my children's mouth, and you sit up here stealing money talking about you can't help me get my money back and call a bank, and they done gave me a statement showing me that you done stole my money off my card. So that's why I said you're going to reap what you sow. Now, I ain't got nothing to do with harming. So if you out here harming folks, you take that up with God, too. But you have a good night. God bless you.
You too,
Jesus,
ma'am.
Loves you. And
thank
I do,
Calvin.
Too. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Good night.